Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's Barrett's moment, it is. It's tied. George has arrived.
About, baby. Did you hear that noise? Did you hear that noise, ladies and gentlemen? I know you heard it because I heard it. Everybody heard it, okay? I mean, Sean, I need you to play that sound again. You got to know. You got to understand. Everybody can't have a moment like this, especially made for the Yankees, not the Mets. Not the Mets, not Juan Soto, who left the Yankees for the Mets. Oh, no, nothing like that. I mean, I remember when Lindor hit a grand slam for the Mets last year in the playoffs, and it still wasn't like this. Play that again. Play that call again, Sean. America needs to hear what it feels like to be a Yankee Stadium, the historic Yankee Stadium with Monument Park and everything in between. They need to understand how I felt last night. Play it again. I need to hear that again, please. Please.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's Barrett's moment, it is. It's tied.
Oh.
George has arrived.
Oh. Oh. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. The number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Once again, it's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. And, of course, to leave your voicemail messages, you can always call in at SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. It was an electrifying moment. I was on the phone watching the game at the same time, and Judge, three runs down, comes up in the fourth inning and then smacks that bad boy off the left pole line. I mean, it was absolutely spectacular. It was pandemonium. The Yankees on the brink of elimination, down 2-0 in this best of five series, come back from a 6-1 deficit. Led by Judge, led by Chaz Chisholm, led by a bullpen that obviously made up for Rodon and what he couldn't do last night and pitched damn near six scoreless innings. The New York Yankees score 8 unanswered runs and pull within a game of tying this series, courtesy of a 9-6 victory in Game 3 at Yankee Stadium last night. And what can you say? Because if you really, really look at it, over the first 20 innings of this series, the Yankees was outscored 29-9. They were getting shellacked. They were getting beat down. And we all know it. And Aaron Judge, who came into this postseason with a 205, a paltry 205 average, who had been getting on base but had been hitting singles, hit a double last night before that epic home run, okay? Now, we got to understand who we're talking about here when we're talking about Aaron Judge, who's batting .500 in this series, okay? Who's only struck out four times in 25 plate appearances, who finally smacked the home run, okay? Who's driven in five runs. This is the same Aaron Judge that has been struggling, and that was not the case last night. So now we get to fantasize about what the New York Yankees can do. They're 5-2 against the Blue Jays at Yankee Stadium this season, but they're 1-8 in Toronto. So once they tie this series, which they will tie this series, okay, and it will be 2-2, and then they will go back to Toronto for Friday night, okay? Understand, they will tie this series. You can bet the house on it. They're going to come through, all right, primarily because the Toronto Blue Jays are going to use their bullpen because you don't have starters ready to roll. So you're going to use your bullpen, okay? The Yankees should smack them around. They should have their way, okay? Schlittler is coming on the mound. You saw what he did last week against the Boston Red Sox. You talk about a rookie here going on the mound at Yankee Stadium and striking out 12 and being absolutely positively spectacular in his performance. We expect a little bit more of the same tonight. Guerrero might have something to say about it, but nobody else with the Blue Jays, at least at Yankee Stadium. And that's what I'm looking at right now. Carlos Rodon, he got chased in the third inning after allowing 6 runs in 2 1/3 innings. Couldn't even get out the third damn inning. All right, we know that was a problem. But five, count them, five Yankee relievers combined to pitch 6 2/3 shutout innings, allowing just 3 hits, not a single walk, and striking out 9. That's what I'm talking about when we're talking about the New York Yankees. That is the expectation. That is the standard. That is what it's going to take to win a World Series, okay? And I know they're not favored to do so. They could probably lose this series in a lot of people's minds, okay? If they were fortunate and lucky enough to get to the World Series, do you really see them beating the Dodgers, who's about to bounce the Phillies out of here, or Milwaukee, for crying out loud, who knows how to manufacture runs? I mean, you're just looking at a lot of things, a lot of obstacles that the New York Yankees would have to overcome. Let's not forget Seattle in the American League as well, or Detroit. You got to look at these kind of things. But right now, you take one series at a time, one step at a time, and you pay homage to the judge. Aaron Judge, who is the captain. He ain't El Capitan. That is Derek Jeter, who, by the way, is doing a hell of a job on Fox with these games right now. But he's doing a hell of a job. But the bottom line is, he's not El Capitan. He's not Derek Jeter. But he is Aaron Judge. And I'm looking at him in his game time 3-run home run off the left field foul pole in the fourth inning, and I'm loving every moment of it. It was Judge's first home run of this postseason, also the 6th of his career, with his team facing elimination, tying Hall of Famer David Ortiz for the most in Major League history. Yankees are 4-2 in elimination games when this man smacks a home run, of course. And listen, I'm looking at it right now. Bat 500 in these playoffs, 11 for 22 with 5 runs, 3 extra base hits, including Tuesday's homers, 6 RBIs, only 4 strikeouts, and 26 plate appearances. We get that, Aaron Judge. We get that, Aaron Judge. It's a different ball game. It's a different ball game, baby. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. I want to get to basketball for a different subject because the Yankees conversation is not going anywhere. We're here all day for that, without question. We're here until 3 o'clock today, and we're certainly going to talk about that as the show progresses. Yankee conversation is not going any damn place. No doubt about that. But evidently, LeBron James wanted our attention. Evidently, he wanted our attention. So we're going to give it to him. He wants the attention, fine. No problem. LeBron James, you know, you can look at it a multitude of ways. You can look at, you know, his announcement, the hashtag second decision, feeding off the first decision, and you could wonder what that was all about. And then you learn that it was a Hennessy commercial, a commercial for Hennessy. So I've got an opinion about that because that's my job. But before you hear my opinion, let's hear about the announcement that LeBron James wanted the world to know. Let's listen up here, please.
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP. And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Why?
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win more at hosting. And not only that, win at signature cocktails, win at having a good time, win at impressing guests, win at making memories, win at making it look easy, win at leaving people wanting more.
LeBron, appreciate it.
Like my decision.
Oh, my Lord. First things first. To Hennessy, I have nothing negative to say. It's one of my favorite drinks is Hennessy and Coke. I don't drink much, but when I drink, it's usually Hennessy and Coke. And Hennessy VSOP, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, best in the business. Ain't no problem with that. LeBron James is another matter. Now, there's a lot of ways that you can go with this because my man Swagoo Marcus Spears on First Take this morning on ESPN was bloviating about how he's a capitalist. And, you know, Hennessy had to pay LeBron major dough, and that's why he would do something like this. And all right, that's fine. But you're associating alcohol with the decision, which is one of the most iconic moments in the history of sports, no matter how negative some people have felt about it. You're attaching alcohol to that? Well, that's one of the things. Here's my thing. The attention grabbing, tweeting about it, teasing about it, leading people to believe and dropping hints that You could have been announcing that this was your last season, which is why tickets for the Lakers season finale was on StubHub for over $700. And, you know, that's what they're bringing up and stuff like that, you know, and I got it. And I understand that. You understand? So, I mean, there's a level of insensitivity that comes with that. To me, it's about this. See, this is the latest piece of evidence why I don't want to hear a damn thing about the GOAT conversation. Because you see, when you're the greatest who ever lived, when you're the greatest of all times, you don't have to do stuff like that to get attention. I mean, that's like the equivalent of Michael Jordan saying, instead of "I'm back" when he came out of retirement, instead he says, check out my Hanes commercial. I saw somebody, a critic, tweet about that, right? One other critic put it, if you made a bad movie, typically you don't have a sequel. Stuff like that. But to me, it ain't even about that. It's about another nugget of attention. Shouldn't you be focused on the Lakers trying to win a championship? Because the only championship they've had since LeBron James arrived was in the bubble, right? So even though that's an accomplishment, and I'm not throwing shade, I'm not attaching an asterisk in a negative way to that championship, because I consider that championship legitimate. The flip side to all of that is that Staples Center at the time, now the Crypto.com Arena, never saw the Lakers in a championship round at that arena. Laker Nation didn't have an opportunity to be in the bubble. And ever since then, all the Lakers have been doing is losing come playoff time, assuming they make the playoffs. Got bounced out in the first round two of the last 3 years. The 1 year you went to the conference finals, you know, you suggested that coach needed to be gone in Darvin Ham, which he ultimately was for J.J. Redick, who I think is doing an outstanding job and, by the way, deserved a 2-year contract extension that he received. But in the end, what we're talking about is a dude that is one of the greatest players of all time, top two in my mind, a 4-time champion, a 4-time league MVP, who recently surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the all-time leading scorer, that's making noise for everything but winning freaking basketball games when they count. That's how I view it. That's how I view it. Now, I know people are going to look at me, all right, and they're going to sit up there, oh, that's Stephen A. because of, you know, him and LeBron or whatever. No, I'm covering basketball because I really don't have anything to say to him or about him, right? And I'm sure the feeling is mutual. But something like this happens. I cover sports for a living. And if you're in that particular situation and that's what you bring to the table, that's what the hell you bring to the table. Where's the chip? Where's the championship? Where's the championship legitimacy? Are the Lakers going to make it out of the first round? Are the Lakers going to compete for a championship? What's up with Oklahoma City? What's up with Houston now that they got KD? What's up with the Dallas Mavericks with Anthony Davis that LeBron supposedly knew nothing about in terms of Anthony Davis getting traded to the Dallas Mavericks in favor of Luka Doncic coming to the Los Angeles Lakers, a player that LeBron James was on the record saying that he wanted to play with, okay? What's up with all of that? Are we buying ourselves? Are we positioning ourselves for the chip? Because I want to be in L.A. See, the thing about it is that you ain't going to see me rooting against LeBron and you ain't going to see me rooting against L.A. because that's where I want to be in June. I want to, when it comes to the Western Conference, I'd rather be in Southern California than anywhere else. I'm so desperate to be in Southern California for the finals, I don't give a damn if the Clippers win with Kawhi Leonard and his load management self. I mean, give me something in Southern California. I'm good. As much as I love Golden State and Steph Curry, right? And we'll always have love for Draymond Green. I don't like the Bay. I'm not feeling the Bay Area. I miss the Oracle. I'm going to be very, very clear about that. I love me some Joe Lacob, a businessman extraordinaire, fantastic, phenomenal owner in the NBA, okay? In the NBA, owning the Golden State Warriors, him with Peter Guber and those guys. I love Joe Lacob. But I'm not a Chase Center fan in San Francisco. I'm an Oracle fan. I miss the Oracle. That was the best home court advantage in the NBA. I miss that bad boy. So I say all of that to say, I want to be in LA. I want to be in LA. And here we are. He's going to be 41. He's in his 23rd years. Stat padding his way to ignorant folks out there thinking that's going to make him the GOAT over Jordan, not realizing that most of the stuff it took him to do in 20-plus years, Jordan did in 13. We're going to look at all of that stuff, and that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm telling you where the hell I stand. I didn't mention anything about the announcement because I wasn't getting caught up in all of that sauce. We played that game before. We know what time it is and things that he did to bring attention to himself, you know, before. That's his business. I'm talking strictly basketball. Hennessy, I don't mind. Listen, Hennessy VSOP. Yo, y'all buy it. And some people say talking about LeBron right now is giving him attention. He deserves it. LeBron James is one of the greatest players to have ever lived. In my opinion, top two. All time. I got him ahead of Kobe. I got him ahead of Tim Duncan. I got him ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, whose resume is better. But I'm just talking about as an NBA player. I got him ahead of those cats. I got him ahead of everybody but Michael Jordan. And if you want to sit up there and you want to promote something for Hennessy and have a commercial, that's cool. But to tease it, to hint towards a possible retirement, to get people to go on StubHub to pay over $700 for a season finale ticket, to do all of that, and to feed off of the iconic decision that was the quote-unquote decision to bring attention to yourself, yeah, you made some money. You're a billion. Now you got an extra couple of million or whatever it was because the brother going to make his money. And he deserves it. And oh, by the way, LeBron James is underpaid in the NBA. Underpaid. Let me be very clear about that. He is absolutely positively underpaid. Whatever money he can get, he deserves it. But distracting us with Hennessy, VSOP, which is a great drink, by the way. Drink it with some Coke on the rocks. I'm telling you, it's delicious. Okay? But to distract us with that, see, when people bring stuff like that up and then they're talking about the comparisons and bringing up Michael Jordan, these are the kind of things that we remember. You know, the kind of stuff that you do to bring attention to yourself. Because if you're going to do that off the basketball court, what the hell are you willing to do on the basketball court to garner that attention and warrant those comparisons? But that's just me. That's just me. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. This 888-623-3646. I want the Lakers in the finals. I want the Lakers to get past Oklahoma City and Dallas and Houston and Minnesota, who bounced them out in five games with Ant-Man leading the way, or the Denver Nuggets for that matter. I want the Lakers to be seen as something other than a top five or six or seven seed. I want a chip in L.A. or at least a finals appearance at Crypto.com Arena. Jeannie Buss deserves that. Rob Pelinka actually deserves that. Luka Doncic, that brother lost some weight. And by the way, him and Michael Jordan are the two all-time leading scorers in postseason history. That ain't LeBron. That's Luka and MJ. What's up? That's what I want to see. And I don't want to hear no damn things about some numbers you accumulate in year 22 or 23 when Jordan did it in 13. I know it was 15 years, but we ain't counting those last two in the nation's capital. I'm talking about the 13 years of Chicago. I'm talking about a 10-time scoring champion. I'm talking about a 9-time All-NBA first-team defensive team. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not going for all this anymore. I don't want to hear anything or see anything about LeBron that doesn't have to do with him legitimately competing for an NBA championship. That's what I want to see. Unless you're going to admit you're just in LA for Hollywood. And his stats don't show that. His effort doesn't show that. He's always in phenomenal conditioning. So we know he takes care of himself. He doesn't cheat the game. Nothing like that. But I mean, damn, attention, attention, attention. What you starving for attention for? When Hennessy, because they paid you to do it? Yo, we want a finals in L.A. When we talk about LeBron James, that's what we should be talking about. A finals appearance in La La. That's what we should be talking about. That should be the judgment. Last leg, tired, haven't already won a back-to-back for the second time. Jordan, in pursuit of a three-peat, showed up and closed the deal. He wasn't going home in the first round. That's what I want to see. Everybody got their preference. That's mine. That's mine. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Plus, you can send me your voicemail messages at SiriusXM.com/getSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/getSerious. I'm serious about stuff like this. Get his money. LeBron is underpaid. Any penny he gets, he's earned. He's a great ambassador for the NBA. Nobody can deny it. And we will miss him when he's gone. Shockingly to some of you, that includes me. I will miss him when he's gone. He's been that great for the league. But I'm sick and tired of one thing after another outside of championship contention when it involves him stealing our attention. We want the chip. Want you in position to compete for the chip. I don't want your ass going home in April. I don't want to see Crypto.com Arena in downtown LA by LA Live empty. I want to see that bad boy pack. I want to see folks walking into the Yard House. I want to see folks hanging around the JW and the Ritz. I want purple and gold raining all over the city. I want to see no damn Hennessy commercial. What the hell are you going to do next? When you want curls in your hair? You going to sit up there and sponsor and advertise do-rags? I don't give a shit about that. Excuse my language, but I meant it. The chip. KD's in Houston. AD and Kyrie going to be back. Shea and the crew ain't going nowhere in Oklahoma City. Ant-Man already showed you he here. And Jokic ain't playing. And maybe, just maybe, Kawhi Leonard is actually going to earn his check by playing more games. What you going to do about that? That's the conversations I want to have about LeBron James. If we're talking about the GOAT conversation, unless you're willing to admit there ain't no reason to talk about the GOAT conversation. Because it's futile to chase a ghost you'll never catch. I'm just saying. More of the Stephen A. Smith Show on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Coming right back at you in a minute.